This is episode 254. Hello to all of my lovely podcast listeners and welcome back to another episode of Give Grief a Chance. I hope that you're all doing really well, and as always I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who takes the time to listen to these podcasts. And of course, a quick reminder about my journal, which is called Giving Grief a Voice. It's a beautiful gift that can help to guide and support you through your grief. It's filled with writing prompts, breathing exercises, self-care tips, and much, much more. And you can find it on Amazon. So on this week's episode, I'm talking about mindfulness and aging. Now, mindfulness has many wonderful benefits, and it's certainly become more popular for health and wellness. There are great mindfulness apps to use, which are filled with meditations, breathing exercises. There are mindfulness blogs with information about mindfulness in the workplace, in schools, mindful parenting, mindful eating, and mindful walking, just to name a few ways we can incorporate mindfulness into our lives. So what is mindfulness? Well, mindfulness is a technique that you can learn which allows you to notice what's happening in the present moment without judgment. You might start to notice and become aware of your body, your thoughts, and your surroundings. The bottom line is, it's the basic human ability to be fully present and aware of where you are, what you're doing, so that you don't overreact or feel overwhelmed by what's going on in your life. Now, while mindfulness is something we can all do, it's more readily available to us when we practice it on a daily basis. And whenever you can bring awareness to what you're directly experiencing with your senses, your mind, and your emotions, then you're being mindful. Plus, there's more and more research out there showing that when you train your brain to be mindful, you're actually remodeling the physical structure of your brain. And by practicing mindfulness, it can help people to avoid destructive habits and responses because you're learning to observe your thoughts and emotions without reacting to them. And mindfulness has also been used in some therapeutic interventions like mindfulness-based stress reduction, cognitive behaviour therapy, and mindfulness meditation. Now, as we journey through life, our bodies and minds undergo natural changes, from the physical effects of aging, such as wrinkles and grey hair, aches, pains and ills, body shape changes, decreased muscle mass and loss of collagen, to the mental shifts like memory loss, cognitive decline and changes in perception. Yes, aging certainly can present us with unique challenges and opportunities. Now, mindful aging isn't about denying that there are some negative aspects of getting older, but mindfulness can help you to recognise, accept, and focus more on the positive aspects of aging, of which there are many. You know, mindfulness emerges as a powerful tool for navigating the aging process with grace and resilience by cultivating present moment awareness and acceptance. Mindfulness allows us to embrace the reality of aging without resistance or judgment. So why not make the most of every day we're alive? Because let's face it, we won't be around forever. Living mindfully means living in the now, and if we're honest, that's all we really have, because who knows what tomorrow could bring. And you know, research shows that mindfulness has benefits in different areas around aging, including physical, cognitive, and emotional gains. And you know, it is possible to experience aging with greater ease and joy. And that sounds good to me. Honestly, Mindfulness offers a myriad of physical benefits for aging bodies. It can help alleviate chronic pain, reduce inflammation, improve sleep quality, and enhance overall physical well-being, because by tuning into our bodies with compassion and curiosity, we can foster a deep connection to our physical selves. And on the mental front, mindfulness supports cognitive function, memory retention, and emotional regulation. It can help to mitigate the effects of stress, anxiety, and depression associated with aging, because it promotes a greater sense of peace, clarity, and contentment. And of course, we mustn't forget to add in healthy nutrition, exercise, and a good night's sleep. But you know, despite the challenges, aging also brings with it a wealth of positive aspects. It offers an opportunity for self-reflection, wisdom, and personal growth. It allows us to cherish the present moment, take a look at what we have, find what lights us up and brings us joy, and it can help us to savour the beauty of life's simple pleasures with a newfound appreciation. So here are 6 easy ways to practice mindfulness and bring it into your life. Number 1, mindful breathing. Practice mindful breathing by bringing awareness to the sensation of your breath as it flows in and out of your body. Notice the rise and fall of your chest and allow each breath to anchor you in the present moment. Number 2, body scan meditation. Engage in a body scan meditation by systematically bringing attention to each part of your body, starting at the toes and working your way up to the head. Notice any areas of tension or discomfort and breathe into them with compassion and ease. Number 3, mindful movement. Embrace mindful movement practices such as yoga, tai chi, or qigong. Pay attention to the sensations in your body as you move. Let go of pushing and judgment and allow your movements to flow with ease, grace, and intention. Number 4, gratitude practice. Why not cultivate a daily gratitude practice by reflecting on 3 things you're thankful for each day? Whether it's a beautiful sunrise, your family, your health, a kind gesture from a loved one or a friend, maybe a delicious meal you thoroughly enjoyed. You know, expressing gratitude can shift perspective and nurture a sense of abundance. Number 5, sensory awareness. I happen to love this one. Engage your senses mindfully by fully immersing yourself in sensory experiences. Notice the colours, textures, smells, tastes, and the sounds that are around you. I love to do that when I'm walking, because what I do is I allow each moment to unfold with vividness and richness. For me, this really brings me a sense of peace. And number 6, loving kindness meditation. And I think we all should do this on a daily basis. And that's practice a loving kindness meditation by sitting silently, repeating phrases of love, compassion, and well wishes for yourself and for others, as it really helps to cultivate feelings of warmth and goodwill towards yourself and extend them to all beings. Now, I do have to add one more thing, and that is find purpose. Because if you don't have something that motivates, moves, or inspires you, is when you can feel stuck and lost and wonder, what the heck am I going to do with the rest of my life? So one thing I suggest is to meditate on things that light you up. Make a list of 5 things that you can and want to do. Make them both mental and physical and aim to accomplish them all in that day before going to bed. So you have to keep them small. It could be like going for a walk, doing some strength training, giving yourself some time to read a little, drinking plenty of water throughout the day, going to a movie, eating a healthy meal, dancing, singing, painting, learning a new language. The list is endless. So make it fun and doable. You know, it's important to feel inspired and do something that changes your outlook on life. Connect with nature and spend time outdoors. And remember, you are never too old to learn, so start right where you are. So on that note, as we conclude today's episode on mindfulness and aging, know that the journey of aging is a sacred and deeply personal one. But by remembering mindfulness, we can navigate the challenges and joys of aging with grace, wisdom, and compassion. May we all approach the aging process with open hearts and curious minds, cherishing each moment as a wonderful, precious gift. So until next time, take good care. Okay, you lovely people, that is it for this week's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and that it was helpful for you. Now, if you'd like to find out more about myself and my services and programs, then please visit my website, givegriefachance.com. There you can drop me an email, you can ask a question, or you can share your story via voice message, and I'll be happy to play it on the podcast. And while you're over on my website, please check out my free gifts to you, because if you're having trouble sleeping, then there's a guided meditation to help you sleep. If you're feeling really confused about this grief thing, well, there's a grief recovery ebook with 61 tips on the experience of grief and how to move through it. And if you're struggling with drinking way too much alcohol, download my 4-week addiction journal that can help to keep you focused, motivated, and connected to your recovery journey. And you know, you can use this journal with anything that you feel addicted to. So please feel free to use them. And if you'd like to purchase my journal, you'll find a little button that you can click and it'll take you right to Amazon. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please rate it, like it, and share it. If you feel like it, come and join me on Instagram at Give Grief a Chance Coach. And last but not least, please never be afraid to give your grief a voice.